Our New Year's resolutions pledge a fresh start. Narrative research shows that while 46% of Canadians made resolutions in 2023, statistically, most resolutions fail over the year. Since our health and the health of the planet are inextricably linked, it is time to resolve to live more sustainably instead. But what does this mean? By consuming more resources than the planet can regenerate, we live at the expense of the environment. The way we buy, what we buy, how we travel, work or spend our free time all determine our ecological footprint. Sustainable living encourages us to minimize our use of Earth's resources and reduce the damage of human and environmental interactions. Here are some tips to help you do this. Think twice before shopping. Before you buy, ask yourself if you really need it. If you do, consider buying secondhand, and look for products made from lower impact materials and with minimal packaging and shipping. Ditch plastic and switch to reusable. Plastic never goes away. We eat, drink, and breathe plastic every day. Switch from single-use to reusable products and buy at refillery shops every chance you get. Every piece of plastic avoided is a win for your body and the planet. Reduce fast fashion. Fast fashion is responsible for as much as 10% of global carbon emissions. Slow down your fashion by caring for your clothes and, when you need new clothes, shop secondhand. If you must buy new, buy clothing made of sustainable materials like organic cotton or from brands that are made to last. Reduce food waste. Food loss, waste accounts for up to 10% of greenhouse gas emissions. Food rotting in landfills creates methane gas, 80 times more harmful than carbon dioxide. Plan meals, learn to love leftovers, and learn how to store food properly in the fridge. Use less water. Every time we turn on the water, energy is used. By reducing water usage even slightly, we reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Take 3-minute showers, turn off the faucet when brushing your teeth, and only run full dishwashers and washing machines, the latter with cold water. Unplug your devices. How often do you unplug your device from charging but leave the charger in the outlet? Most electronics still use energy, even when not being used. While it may seem harmless, this actually wastes energy, and can ruin your device's battery from charging. Consider installing smart outlets and/or smart plugs that regulate the time and amount of energy used by a given outlet. We have the power to make more informed choices and to make sustainable living the default option. By switching our endless cycle of buy, use, dispose, to a rethink, reuse and repair cycle, we contribute to the circular economy. Making small changes in your lifestyle is a simple yet effective way to live a more sustainable life in the new year. Louise Montague is a member of Greys for Green in New Tecumseh. She is on a journey to reduce her carbon footprint and is interested in helping others learn how to make sustainable living the norm. Contact Greys for Green at contactus@greysforgreen.org or follow on social media.